Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Doing the chapters with regard to Nafil fast, the different Nafil fast. Yesterday we did the chapter speaking on fasting Mondays and Thursdays. So today we do a new chapter, Babu Istihbabi Sumi Thalathati Ayyamin Min Kulli Shahr, the chapter on the desirability, the preferability of fasting 3 days of every month. There's specifically 3 days of every month that we are encouraged to fast. So this is separate. One is your Monday and Thursday, and over and above the Monday and Thursday, there is encouragement to fast 3 days every month. So this is what this chapter is speaking about. وَالْأَفْضَلُ صَوْمُهَا فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْبِيضِ وَهِيَ الثَّلَاثَ عَشَرْ وَالرَّابِعَ عَشَرْ وَالْخَامِسَ عَشَرْ وَقِيلَ الثَّانِي عَشَرْ وَالثَّالِثَ عَشَرْ وَالرَّابِعَ عَشَرْ وَالصَّحِيحُ الْمَشْهُورُ هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ. It is best to fast on the Ayyam al-Bid. Ayyam al-Bid means the bright days, which are the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month. Other ulama explain, no, it's not the 13th, 14th and 15th, it's the 12th, 13th and 14th. However, the more authentic, popular opinion is the first opinion, which is what? 13th, 14th and 15th. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أوصاني خليلي بثلاث صيام ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر وركعتي الضحى وأوتر قبل أن أنام متفق عليه. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that my bosom friend, my beloved friend, this is expression of love. We did this hadith before, it came before, but Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi brought it again here because one part of this hadith deals with this chapter that we are doing. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is narrating this hadith, but in such a beautiful manner he is relating this hadith. He's saying that my bosom friend, my beloved friend, Osani Khalili, my very, very dear friend, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised me to do 3 things. The first is to fast 3 days every month. So this was the advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given me. Beloved to me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beloved. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beloved to me. His advices also that he gave me were beloved to me. What 3 advices he gave me? The first advice is to fast for 3 days every month. We just explained now the 3 days. So fast 3 days every month, number one. Number two is to perform 2 rakats of Salatul Duha. We explained this before. Salatul Duha is the mid-morning salah. That you take this time of sunrise, take the time of Zawal, divide it by 2, approximately from that time onwards is the time for Salatul Duha, the mid-morning Salah, or what we know as Chas Salah. So my companion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised me, number 2 is to perform 2 rakats of Salatul Duha, and number 3 to perform the Witr Salah before sleeping. We explained that a person has a choice of reading Witr Salah before sleeping, or when he wakes up at night, so long as it's before the time the Fajr sets in. And that person that delays it, we explain, it should only be that person who is sure that he's going to wake up. So he delays the Witr for that point. That person that is not sure, he may wake up, may not wake up, the better thing for him to do is to read his Witr before he goes to sleep. This is based on the hadith that make your last salat the Witr salat. So if your last salat for the night is going to be the Witr salat, then ideally it should be after Tahajjud salah. But if a person is not in a habit and is not sure, I may wake up, not wake up, then the better thing for him to do is to read Witr and then go to sleep. So this was the 3rd thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that you perform your Witr salah before sleeping. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, we know, was a very scholarly person, that he was very desirous of learning ahadith and preserving ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him to do it like this, read your Witr salah before you go to sleep, because a person who is a scholarly person, when he goes to sleep, sometimes it will be very late. So if he sleeps very late, there is a possibility that at Witr Salah may get left. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that what you do is before you sleep, you read your Witr Salah. And many of us are in the same boat, in the same position, is that we don't know for sure that we're going to wake up or not wake up. So the safer thing to do is read the Witr Salah before we go to sleep. We'll do one more hadith. عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال أوصاني حبيبي رضي الله عنه بثلاث لن أدعهن ما عشت بصيام 3 أيام من كل شهر وصلاة الضحى وبأن لا أنام حتى أوتر رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that my beloved friend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised me to do three things. Again, we look at the reporter was Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, and we look at the style, Usani Habibi. Abu Darda is saying that my beloved has gave me advice. Now, for we listen to hadith, it doesn't mean too much to us, but to them they took it to heart that my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told me to do these three things. So when he's narrating the hadith also, he's narrating it like that, that not just saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this is how he could have said that, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's saying that my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has advised me with three things. And then he goes on to say that I will not omit them as long as I live. I'll never leave these three things out so long as I live. Allah Ta'ala give us that spirit also, that when we hear hadith, when we hear the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we take it to heart. And the second part also is, I will not leave it until, so long as I'm alive, I will not leave out these advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he goes on to explain what three advices. The three advices are the same as the three advices we did before. The first one is to fast for 3 days every month. Every month to fast for 3 days. Number two, to perform Salatul Duha. And number three, that I should not sleep until I perform the Witr Salah. I should not sleep until I perform the Witr Salah. Again, here the last portion of performing the Tahajjud Salat, then a person read Witr. If a person is sure about it, then for him the better thing to do is to delay the Witr. However, if you're not sure, then the better thing to do is to read Witr before sleeping. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him that he should not sleep until he reads the Witr Salah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. These three advices, both Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, were given. These three advices by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Simple three advices. Inshallah, we should also try and bring it as part of our lives. One is that 3 days every month we don't miss out the fast. Number two is 2 rakats, mid-morning salah. Not difficult. Person can read from 2 rakats to 12 rakats. He's got the option. The more he reads, the better it is. But minimum 2 rakats person reads mid-morning salah. And the third is, before we sleep, we are doing it, that we read Witr Salah. Or if we are habitual and we know that we are going to wake up, we got that habit, then he delays that Witr Salah after the Tahajjud Salah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.